but this is called Monroe, Ohio. The 60-foot Jesus rising out of the water on the side of the interstate, waist-deep in rapture. And I am left thinking, with a heart full of love, why is he swimming when he can walk on that stuff? And I prayed for a miracle, I prayed for a sign, like a dream in the desert or a voice in the night. And all that I'm left with, all that I know, the salvation is arising just east of Monroe. On the mystery, hands reaching out, frozen in a glorious moment of doubt. And the radio's playing some old Teddy Pendergrass. We drive by the prince made of peace and fiberglass. And I prayed for a miracle, I prayed for a sign, like a dream in the desert or a voice in the night. All that I'm left with, all that I know, the salvation is arising just east of Monroe. Next door, the lights are blinking at the Hustlers of Hollywood. 21 ways to spend your life feeling good. The tender hearts hide behind dollars and drinking. Sin, I should be rising, but it feels like I'm sinking. And the 60-foot Jesus sits on the interstate, winks at me sideways, the earthbound potentate. There's light where you look for it, there's a light where you need it, but it's only a miracle if you show up to receive it. And I prayed for a miracle, I prayed for a sign, like a dream in the desert or a voice in the night. And all that I'm left with, all that I know, is I'm awake on a highway just east of Monroe. So yeah, there's a another sort of traveling story from Eddie from Ohio. First time we went on a West Coast tour many, many years ago, we ended up, it was about a 2-week tour, and I think we ended up in Salt Lake City, and we decided that we were just so homesick that it would be a good idea to drive straight back, nonstop from Salt Lake City back to Virginia. Don't do that. It was tougher than we expected, starting with the fact that right next to Utah is a state called Wyoming, which, you know, they're still getting up to speed, the whole electricity thing and everything, and it's at least where we were driving, which is just straight and long and dark, and again, you know, the middle of the night, and I was driving, the rest of the band was asleep, and man, did I need some coffee badly. And I was just begging for coffee anywhere, you know? There's just a whole lot of nothing in front of you. And finally, I saw a light on the side of the road. About 30 minutes later, I arrived at this truck stop, you know, and they had a little food mart, and it was just what I needed. I was all excited. And I went inside, and there were two employees inside the food mart, and they had a party for me, like literally. There was confetti and there were noisemakers. pretty great. You don't get that every day, right? And it became evident that apparently that they were having a promotion and that the sixth customer of the evening won free coffee. And so they've been waiting all night for me. I was pretty excited because I don't always, you know, win stuff like that. Coffee's just what I came for, and so, you know, you want to tell somebody when something like that happens. And I went into the RV, and sure enough, everybody's fast asleep, and I just feel like, guys, wake up. I'm a winner.